Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNCA. We're talking Horton Charger basketball. I'm pleased to be joined now by the girls head coach. That is Bailey Lanter. It is brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers have won four consecutive games, and let's talk about two of them, coach. Let's go back to the game Friday. You know, a league tilt at Valley Falls. You guys win it 61-40. So let's start there. Big win Friday night against a league opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to be able to get a win in the league, especially on the road. You know, we've had a long stretch here of games where we haven't been at home. And so, it's nice to be able to travel, but get that win in the big scheme of things. So,
yeah. And then earlier this week, Tuesday night, you go on the road, take on Jackson Heights. This was a non-league game because you had already defeated the Cobras in that first game out of the holiday break. So just one of those non-league one-off games against the league opponent, but you keep that winning streak going. You get it to 4-50, 4-43, you know, picking up where you left off from Valley Falls for Friday. So what'd you like Tuesday night, a big win on the road at Jackson Heights?
Yeah, like you said, it's always nice to get a win on the road. And, you know, there were some moments in the game where we kind of got hit with some adversity. Some things weren't going quite the way we wanted them to. But it's nice to see the girls, you know, make adjustments and just keep pushing forward. You know, I've told the girls before this season that, you know, a win is a win, and it doesn't always have to be pretty, but we find a way to get the job done, and they certainly did that last night. So.
I wanted to get your thoughts on just kind of the Northeast Kansas League as a whole. As you guys sit here, the only unbeaten team left in league play, you guys are 5-0, so at the halfway point of the league schedule, five of your last six games are going to be obviously against league opponents, but you sit here, you know, atop the standings right now. You got Moore Hill, Riverside, and Troy all sitting there with just only one loss. JCN sitting there at 4-2. I mean, you got an argument for five or six teams that are still in the mix, you know, for a league championship as we go down the home stretch. What's your thoughts on the league, you know, as we sit right now, as you've gone through this gauntlet of a schedule with still a few more weeks left in the regular season?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, those teams that you mentioned that are all sitting there towards the top of the league are the teams that we have left. Or a lot of them are teams that we have left to play in the league. So, you know, we've got, you know, half our league schedule left, and it's not going to be an easy, trek for us. It's going to be super competitive, but I think that kind of is what our league has been this year. I think, you know, every night you kind of find these league teams playing one another, and you're not really sure who's going to come out on top any given night. So definitely competitive, definitely seeing a lot of teams kind of in the mix here at the top of the league, and we're fortunate to be a part of that group. But yeah, we've got a hard road in front of us here, and you know, if we want to continue to find ourselves towards the top of that leaderboard, we need to make sure we go out and take care of business. So
that is Horton girls basketball coach Bailey Lanter talking about the league standings. Chargers right now sit alone at the top, 5-0, but there are four or five teams right in the mix, and as Coach Lanter just mentioned, a lot of key games coming up down the stretch here over the next few weeks, and starting that stretch on Friday on the road at Atchison County. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely, thank you, we appreciate it.